Heavenly Father, I ask for the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Open my lips that only your word would be spoken. Open our ears that only your word would be heard. Soften our hearts that we may understand your truth, turn to you, and be healed. This we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I ask you to turn with me in our Red Pew Bibles to Luke chapter 14, beginning at verse 25. This is page 1111. Luke chapter 14, beginning at verse 25. I'm going to talk about the context of this passage, but as we see in this verse 25, up until now, Jesus has been in the house of a Pharisee, and all that context was related to the Pharisees and the lawyers. But now we see a change in the setting, and I believe also a change in the context of what Jesus is addressing. So we notice that this is a very important transition here that Luke is making in verse 25. So Luke chapter 14, beginning at verse 25. Now great crowds accompanied him, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to encounter another king in war, will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000. And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good.